This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A national lockdown for England as the region continues to fight the surge in COVID-19 cases. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made the announcement Monday evening in a televised address. The current surge is gaining speed due to a more contagious variant of the virus, and the Prime Minister said urgent action must be taken to slow the spread. He said during his address, quote, "As I speak to you tonight, our hospitals are under more pressure from COVID than any time since the start of the pandemic." He later added, "The government is once again instructing you to stay home." The measures would include school closures from Tuesday and rules requiring most people to stay at home apart from essential shopping, exercise, and other limited exceptions. The lockdown is expected to last until mid-February. A senior United Arab Emirates official says that a Gulf Arab summit in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday would restore Gulf unity. The UAE Minister of State for Foreign Affairs said in a Twitter post that, quote, "more work lies ahead and we are moving in the right direction." His comments come after a senior Trump administration official said a deal aimed at ending a long-running dispute with Qatar would be signed on Tuesday. Qatar's ruling court said Monday the ruling Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad al-Thani will attend the summit. The U.S. state of Georgia's top election official Brad Raffensperger said on Monday that fellow Republican President Donald Trump had pushed him to take what he called an inappropriate call. On the call, which was recorded and published by U.S. media, the president is heard asking the Secretary of State to find more votes and overturn his November presidential election defeat in the state. Two Democratic members of Congress asked FBI Director Christopher Wray to investigate.